Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You watch any good kung fu movies lately?
I haven't been on Tubi in a while. Since I got my new computer, shout out to Austin, our computer guy, tech guy. Mm-hmm. Hooked me up with a computer. Like one of them little I bought a little computer for like $200, like that big.
Yeah. What have you been playing?
Been playing real time strategy games like Dawn of War and Starship Troopers and stuff like that.
Do you notice we're getting a sharper Hugh Douglas when he's been playing the strategy games instead of watching Tubi? I noticed
it's
it.
Sharp Douglas.
Yeah, Sharp Douglas.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
My
a little
brain
more locked in.
My brain turns to mush.
Yeah, Tubi does, I think, probably turn your brain to mush. Speaking of brains of mush, let's hear from Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys, as it sounds like he and Micah Parsons are at an impasse, so he tried to go around the agent right to Micah with the contract stuff.
Are you kidding me? That's just not something that you should worry about. You should be worrying about your ability to make it work, and you should be worried about what the player does. Does he have good enough health? Does he have enough skill to do what you're paying him the money for? The agent is not a factor here or something to worry about. And I don't know his name. And so my point is that I'm not trying to demean you in any way, but this isn't about an agent. The agent doesn't have one thing to do with what we're doing when we get on a football field against a team. Micah does. To the degree I'm involved, I do. The people that have something to do with what we do going forward relative to our fans in football are me and the player. Not the agent.
So before you react, Micah, so Clarence Hill, who covers the Cowboys, tweeted Jerry Jones with blatant disrespect to Micah Parsons' agent. So Micah quote tweeted that and said, facts, David is the best. David's his agent. I will not be doing any deal without him involved. Like anyone with good sense, I hired experts for a reason. There is no one I trust more when it comes to negotiating contracts than David. There will be no back doors in this contract negotiation.
I don't understand why he didn't say it. One thing I would say to that I would probably check Michael on is say his whole name for let everybody else know.
Oh, he did. He tagged him.
Okay,
David Mulahedda, I think, believe it's pronounced.
As far as what Jerry's talking about, remember last year when I said it's only a matter of time before Jerry says something that's going to get him canceled? Mm-hmm. We're careening in that direction. For him to sit there and say what he said is a lie. Like, with all due respect to Jerry, you're a liar. The agent is the buffer between you and the team. Because a lot of times in these negotiations, things are said that you don't want to take personal because it's said about you, you know, and your agent is there to, number one, be the bad guy. That's essentially an agent's job. he is the bad guy. So that way, if the negotiations don't work out, it's not on you. It's your agent.
And it probably so it doesn't have to be awkward between the team and player.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. That's what an agent does. An agent negotiates your best interest. You know why? Because a lot of times, just like Jerry's trying to imply, he's like, hey, this is me and Mike are friends. They try to use that friendship thing. I'm not your friend. Pay me. That's the only conversation we need to talk about is how much money you're going to pay me. That's it. I don't need to talk to you directly. Pay me. Mm. Because you're not about to sit here and talk about we boys and, you know, you ate at my house and, you know, I let you sit on my couch. No, none of that. Pay me. Pay me what I'm worth. That's your agent's job. Your agent's job, he asks you, hey, how much money you want? This how much money you want? How much money are you willing to give him? I'm willing to give him this money. And y'all meet in the middle somewhere. But that's his job. His job is to be the bad guy.
Do we think that was blatant disrespect, or did Jerry literally just forget the guy's name?
He forgot his name.
Because
there's not
He's got to know his name.
Let me tell you this.
He's his best player's agent.
Drew Rosehouse was my agent when I played. Drew, every time you said, you ain't even had to say his whole name.
True.
You said Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Every owner, every coach knows who Drew Rosenhaus is. You know why? Because normally, if you had a premier player on your team, Drew Rosenhaus was his client.
Of course.
And Drew would be negotiating one deal and be on the phone with another deal. That's how it works. Everybody, Lee Steinberg was another guy that was like that. Jalen's agent, I can't remember her name right now.
Nicole Lynn.
I'm sorry. I apologize to her. But her name is on everybody's lips because she has the top-tier talent in the NFL now. So for you to sit there and say that, Jerry, it's real disrespectful. It's disrespectful to Micah. It's just you every day you're showing Micah what you think about him. Every day. And it ain't nothing but a matter of time before he gets upset and he's probably gonna want out.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's probably not only a matter of days because everything that you're doing
it's good and bad. Yeah.
Is disrespectful. Real disrespectful. It's crazy. It won't be long now, though. Jay gonna have that one viral moment, and all them Cowboy fans are going to have to make decisions on whether or not they still want to be Cowboys.
The absolute glory hole.
And they're going to be sitting around, and they're going to be like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe he did
that. It might be the greatest day for I Told You So, Douglas, the day that Jerry Jones gets himself canceled.
He's been saying that for a long time.
I know. You've been calling this for a while.
When I heard that Jerry flew his helicopter onto the field,
yeah,
and invited all his friends into the locker room. Not when they were off work, while they were practicing. That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true, but that's what I heard.
No, it sounds true, yeah. Sounds true to me.
He walking up in the locker room talking about, hey, yeah, this is all mine. Come over and hang out.
It is amazing to watch it play out. It's like the end of Al Davis. He's lost. I mean, he's totally lost.
I heard some stories about Al Davis, too.
Well, you get older and you start.
Why not, God?
Yeah. Feel uncomfortable.
Nah, I can't tell those stories.
You hold those back?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I can't tell. Listen, I tell y'all enough. I can't tell you everything.
Did Al cross some lines he should have crossed?
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
For all y'all that
doesn't sound like Al.
No, listen, for all y'all that are listening and not watching on YouTube, look at my. he told some stories.
Does not surprise. Let's go to Ed in Jersey. What's up, Ed?
How you doing?
Good, Ed. How you doing?
All right. Listen, I think it's going to go through because there's a lot of politicking going on.
Mm-hmm.
And as we learned from the elections of the past 10 years, that everything doesn't work out according to, you know, what everybody thinks is going to work out. So it's time for us to politic too, the Eagles.
So you think we're going to get the votes? We got to get the votes here, Ed.
How?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We have to get the votes so we can politic too.
But how?
And if we don't, though, I hope our offensive line gets like nuts. Like, you took this away from us, we'll show you. And just beats the crap out of anybody they play. All right? And then say, we don't need, you're taking away our, this is how we're going to beat you. We're just going to beat you to the ground.
So you think we're going to win the battle, but you're ready to just beat everybody up if we lose the battle?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
Like that.
And in the immortal words of Vince Lombardi, I'm going to run this play until you stop it.
Well, they've done that the last 3 years, and no one has stopped this play, yeah.
I go back to Lombardi. That's how far I go back, and I remember him saying that, you know.
Well, I think about the other quote from Vince Lombardi. What the hell is going on around here? Because they're trying to ban a play.
What the hell's going on in this room?
Do you remember the forward pass?
Yeah, and everything. Listen, rugby, everything is the same except the forward pass. If you look at it, if you want to come down to it, like the lateral, the field goal, the blocking, it's all kind of like rugby things.
Well, there's similar elements. I mean, that's probably why Mailata was able to transition and become the player he became here. Ed, we appreciate it. So Ed thinks it's staying because we're going to politic. I feel like we're losing ground here, though. We're not gaining ground.
It doesn't feel as optimistic as I would like to be. It doesn't feel like this is going to go our way. I'm just – because now you're getting people who are the decision makers getting involved with this, you know, like the owners and stuff. Like when we were talking about this early in the week and it was just coaches that I felt had the biggest say, I felt good about it.
Well, because we had a lot of former Eagle coaches that were across the league.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it feels like this is how I feel is going, people. I feel like initially, and I don't know how the owner meetings go, but I think that the coaches have a lot of input. And initially, I think with the coaches having input, it was in favor of the Philadelphia Eagles in the decision that they made.
Yeah.
They saw that, and that's why they tabled it, because they said, okay, we got to take this decision out of your hands as a coach. And I have to make an executive decision.
That would have been the thing that annoyed me the most if I was Lurie and Howie going home today or whenever they go home. Like, if we just voted yesterday, we got this.
Yeah.
But the more this waits, the more we wait, the more they're going to...
I think that's what happened. I think that it was leaning towards the Eagles. Well, it was, from what we hear. And the owners decided to take it out of the coach's hands and say, you know what? You don't know what you're talking about. I got this. You know, let me do this. Let me get this.
So you're going to start doing this with our Twitter polls when they're not going your way? Say we're going to table the vote and we redo it tomorrow.
No, that's
pause
not
it.
Me.
Pause
we'll
the vote.
We'll put it out tomorrow.
No, because tomorrow's
like
a new day.
When you
let
go
you
down
make the
big
case.
Early in these polls.
No, tomorrow's a new count. Day. I have to. I'll have if I take an L, which I don't take a whole
which
lot.
Never. Wow. Yep, that never happens.
Yeah. I just had to take that L and live the fight the next day.
You're getting a win on the better audio. ESP getting pooped on is winning over you yawning. Earlier in the show. Are you going to apologize to Chris tomorrow?
For what?
You almost fell asleep during the guy's call.
No. I didn't fall asleep. I just yawned. He needed to get an apology from Spike, because that's Spike's fault. Because I just wanted to see, you know.
But you entered a competition with Spike. You're training.
That I did not know what I was in.
Yeah, but you're training for that competition.
If you're blaming Spike.
And yawning on the air.
No, but I did not know. Like, I knock out 100 push-ups like it ain't nothing. So Spike ain't doing too. And my chest fell all full, and my arms was all like, you know what I mean?
Now you're making
felt like
excuses.
Popeye. And I'm like, Spike coming here looking like he about 10 years old every day.
So here's what I'm wondering, Kyle. Have you not? Are you really questioning if Spike can do this, or are you questioning how you can do this? Because you did 100 this morning, and you seem
gassed. No, I just said I felt D's. This morning.
All I heard was you saying that I look like I'm 10 years old.
Spike, you do.
What does that
love
even mean?
I'm just saying you ain't got no muscle tone, dog.
I do have muscle tone. You just can't.
I can't see it because?
I'm wearing clothes.
Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I'll leave you be. When you say I don't have any muscle tone, what it makes me think is that you see me and you think skinny fat like DeCamera, and I'm not that.
Catch a stray?
Well, DeCamera thinks he's an athlete, and obviously does.
I have tone.
But
you can feel it. You want to feel it?
You know what's funny? When you say skinny fat, I know what you're talking about.
But I'm not that.
No, you're not.
Okay.
All
right, that's all.
You're going to get me in trouble.
That's all right.
DeCamera?
But DeCamera look like he's about 4 months pregnant.
Joe?
I'm out.
Yeah. All right. See.
You started. See,
now,
that's Spike.
Now he led
that
you down
Spike's
that path.
Fault. Yeah, I told you.
He called
Spike,
him,
man.
He called
Spike.
Him skinny fat. Yeah.
but he is skinny fat, though. He was in the bathroom the other day.
Who, Joe?
Now I'm telling everybody's business.
You're telling
he was putting on, he's hold putting on, on his,
stop. You're telling a bathroom story?
Well, no. We were going to the bathroom. So he's putting on his Phillies outfit. He looked pregnant. Love you, Joe. But I'm here.
Well,
and I'm on television.
But hold on. I knew the YouTube era of you was going to be a problem.
We're here and I'm on television. I just feel compelled.
Yeah, but you didn't hear the other day. Joe said he just needs a couple months. He'll be in shape.
I believe that.
Yeah.
But he has to work out every day.
That's the part that feels like.
That's not happening.
What'd you say? Ha ha.
Not sure about that.
So Hugh blaming Spike for yawning. Didn't he did he blame the Sixers for the Phillies?
He blames everyone for everything. I mean, that was an ultimate filibust. He called Spike a 10-year-old. Spike comes in here, he's ripping to camera in 20 seconds.
Hey, but that was called, displaced anger.
Yeah.
Because he took it out, I took it out of him, he took it out of Joe.
Yeah.
That's crime. That's show crime.
Talking about the bathroom thing was insane.
I know.
Well, he was putting his outfit on.
Was Joe just getting changed in the middle of the bathroom?
Yes.
Oh.
No, he wasn't, like, using the bathroom or nothing.
No,
like,
he wasn't in a stall.
No. He's just in the middle of the floor.
We
need HR to get involved in this.
Yeah, we just throwing everybody. We just throwing everybody on the bus every day. This is what the YouTube era has brought, huh?
I knew it. Be trouble.
Just throwing everybody under the bus.
Huge excuse for saying something inappropriate. I'm on TV now.
That does change things. If he's in the middle of the bathroom.
We try to make these numbers.
Well, not
We're trying to get these t-shirts and whatnot. Trying to get some t-shirts.
T-shirts. Darren, it sounds really
Hey, Joe, start off small. And then you work your way up. Then we're going to monetize this thing. But first of all, we got to.
First t-shirts.
Yeah, we got to get some t-shirts.
Darren in South Philly. What's up, Darren?
Some advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
Darren?
Man. It's a wild skill.
Darren?
Darren, go once.
Hello?
Darren, go in twice.
He fell asleep.
And, well, and he's.
Probably was doing a push-ups,
too. Well, yawns are contagious. He heard your yawn, and then he moved forward to his yawns, and then he just fell asleep. Yeah, I am questioning if you were wondering if you could do the 250 push-ups. Displacing your own doubt to doubt on Spike?
You know what? No, I'm more curious about how he does them. Because, like I said, I haven't done push-ups in years. Mm-hmm. And the way that I do them, I'm good. I can do 30. I can crank out like 30, like right now, 30. I'm just kind of curious about how he does his. Not saying that he can't do them. I just do that because I know he gets under his skin when I say that. I think he can do it. But I'm just curious the way he does
it. Yeah, he's back now. You're still talking about it.
I went
to my locker.
No,
I thought we had this all clear. We tried to move forward. We came right back. Yeah.
No, so you missed all of it. See, the conversation.
He also missed the other part that we uncovered that the camera was changing in the middle of the bathroom.
Yeah.
Just like the regular part
at
of the bathroom.
The Phillies game.
Oh, to put on his uniform.
Not in a stall.
Surprising.
I do normal push-ups. Hugh the other day was asking me if I do push-ups on my knees like girls would do in
He got mad. School. He got. I was just asking
me every day what kind of push-ups you do. I said, I don't know.
Want to see one push-up?
Let me see a push-up.
Just one push-up.
Yeah, is the
one.
Back all right?
No, you know what? If your back's hurt, don't do it. Because I don't want.
Give me a
week. Give you a couple weeks.
Let's go to Ken in Cinnamon. So what's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you
doing? Hey, Ken. Well, I don't know. We're a mess right now. What's up?
Spike's probably a little too tired from messing with his busted windows on his house that he just bought.
So. That's right. He's got a fixer upper.
Wait a minute. The window's busted?
I'm not sure if that's true. Maybe.
Oh. Wait a minute. You know,
I just go with whatever you guys say.
We just embellished so much now. I don't know what's true or not.
You know, you're
the one that called the camera 4 months pregnant. He looked a little pregnant. Oh boy. Go ahead.
You're talking about Jerry Jones getting canceled, Hugh, and I can't help but think of, and I was watching Nightline on that night, and I think it was 1987, when Al Campanis was interviewed from the Dodgers, and I remember, I mean, I was pretty young back then, much younger than I am now, in 1987, and I remember sitting there with my jaw gaping open saying, is he really saying that on television? That's what's going to happen to Jerry.
Are you talking about, Ken? I don't want to repeat what he said, but I think I remember watching this. It was he basically said certain people weren't qualified for certain positions.
It was an innocuous conversation because the guy had actually been Jackie Robinson's roommate when he played in Montreal in the minors, and they were like brothers. But he was just—he was so far gone.
He almost laughed through his comment. Like I remember watching it too, and it was like I didn't think he started off to be offensive, but he was so incredibly offensive. It was ridiculous.
I think I was watching Nightline by accident because it wasn't really part of my agenda on most nights, and I'll never forget it. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that on television in my life until the presidential debate last year.
And we're gonna get Jerry in a similar one within a year.
We're gonna get Jerry on vapor.
You feel it, kid? Don't you feel it? It's just a matter of time. before, yeah, y'all really can't see me now. The lights just went off.
Don't worry, Hugh, because I retired in January, and the day I start watching radio on television, my wife is going to get another job. Don't worry about that. Listen, this thing is gone. This thing is as dead as Julius Caesar. It's not coming back. I think the Eagles already know that. And at the end of the day, what it proves is that the single most important thing to Roger Goodell and the NFL as an organization, as the only corporation in the United States that has a antitrust exemption from Congress, the only thing they care about is the television product. They don't care about anything else, or they don't care about anything as much as the television product. And I'm starting to get the sense that this is something that Roger Goodell and the league executives have wanted to see go away for a while, in conversations with the networks that pay billions of dollars for the rights to air NFL football. And all they needed was some team to come forward and make a proposal to ban it. Because there is no legitimate reason to ban it. You know, this whole pushing thing, when they changed the rule in 2004, when you think about the way the rule used to be before they changed the rule about pushing a ball carrier, offensive guys pushing a ball carrier forward, before that, and you can relate to this as well as anybody, defensive guys could just hold a guy up and have all the guys on the field that could get there take free shots at him until he went down. So all that did was really even it up, saying, you know, if you're going to hold the guy up and take free shots at him, then the offensive guys are going to be able to take free shots at you while you're holding him up. And that's fair. So to go back to where the offensive players can't push a guy from behind it, can't push a ball carrier, and defenders are allowed to hold a guy up and just take free shots, you're probably going to get more injuries that way. I mean, just
you're right.
That hit that Devontae Smith took because the whistle was late blowing.
Yeah.
I mean, that was.
And he was a sitting duck. Yeah. He's just standing there, and a defense player gets a 5'7", 10-yard run start. Ken, it's a good point. We appreciate the phone call. Yeah. Lights are back on, by the way. I could see you.
Yeah.
You're there.
Yeah.
We were a little
bit of concern.
Yeah. People were worried about you.
Did you disappear again? Did Pop Douglas think the show was over? He's gone?
I went to sleep.
For the second time today. All right. Fun show today. We're back tomorrow. We got a Phillies game tonight.
We're at the stadium, right?
Tomorrow? We're at the stadium tomorrow. And the Phillies and Taiwan on the mound tomorrow.
Yay, Taiwan!
So you know what I say? Must win tonight.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna get both of these.
Game. Well, let's just start with tonight. Game five of the season. Must win. Wheeler on the mound. I trust him. Wheeler, Freeland tonight. Let's get a victory. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow from the park as the Phillies have an afternoon game tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. We'll talk tomorrow. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Phillies!